From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Italy has made an abrupt change in its policy toward illegal immigrants. The Italian government has started sending hundreds of migrants back to Libya immediately after their arrival on Italian shores. The deportations have drawn criticism from humanitarian aid agencies, which accused Italy of ignoring the plight of people who might be fleeing war or persecution. NPR Silvio Poggioli visited Lampedusa, a small island in the Mediterranean, and sent this report.
Lampedusa is the southernmost inhabited vestige of Italy, a scraggly rock that's closer to Africa than to Sicily. In the space of one weekend earlier this month, nearly 2,000 illegal immigrants landed here. Italian officials called the latest migratory wave an assault on Italian shores and decided to deport the new arrivals to Libya without giving them a chance to seek political asylum.
A large cargo is on the tarmac. We see scores of men, their hands tied in front of them, being led by policemen, some of them being pushed by the large number of policemen here to the back of the plane. There are four Hercules cargo planes on the tarmac here at Lampedusa Airport.
Urria! Urria! Viva!
A small group of protesters who took the 10-hour sea voyage to get here from Sicily shout the word freedom in Italian and Arabic. The protesters are joined by Calogero Michiche, a deputy to the Sicilian Regional Assembly who has not been given permission to talk to the deportees. He voices his indignation at a measure which he says shames Italy. Lampedusa depends on tourism, and the immigration crisis is not good for business. But even local people are not pleased by the way authorities are treating these migrants. Emanuele Bilardello is a tour guide.
It saddens me to see them sent away with their hands tied. It's an awful thing to do. We Italians have a memory of immigration. We know what it was like.
From a distance, one can see the migrants are all young men from sub-Saharan Africa as well as the Maghreb. Like thousands before them, they gathered in Libya, now the major illegal gateway to Europe. In exchange for $500 to $1,000, human traffickers stuff up to 150 people on rickety old boats or rubber dinghies. The crossing is a treacherous 150 miles. They're left on their own. The only instructions are head north. Giuseppe Perniciano, captain of a large fishing boat, has often rescued migrant boats at sea. He says those are the lucky ones.
Quelli che non si vedono quando il mare è in tempesta. Queste barchette quando.
What about the ones we never see? Those who are shipwrecked and lost in storms. Several times we've pulled up our nets and found them entangled with dead bodies. Nobody knows who they are, and nobody asks about them.
Officials here in Lampedusa say they know of about 200 migrant deaths this year. Several of them have been buried in the local cemetery. The grave marker for these Africans, a rudimentary wooden cross and a number. No one knows exactly how many would-be migrants have died at sea throughout the Mediterranean. Just last week, 22 lost their lives when their ship sank off Tunisia. Italy's massive deportation is unprecedented in recent European history, and it has been severely criticized by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and by Amnesty International. Christopher Hine, director of Italy's Council for Refugees, says Italy is violating international treaties that bar the expulsion of people to countries where they could be at risk for life or liberty.
There is a very high risk that from Libya these persons are sent back to their home countries. In such a case, it would be a clear violation of the principle of Article 33 of the Geneva Convention.
The mounting flow of illegal migrants to Italy and other South European countries highlights the challenges EU countries face in trying to curb human smuggling and control the entry of those willing to risk their lives for a better life in Europe. With more than 1,000 miles of unguarded coastline, Italy is on the front line of the immigration crisis. But Rome says its European partners are unwilling to share the burden. Christopher Hine.
Unfortunately, we have been witnessing over the last three, 4 years a tendency of return to very national and egoistic thinking. The result is, unfortunately, for the time being, that there is no really a European response to these questions and no instruments for a common response.
And EU members are now at odds over a proposal backed by Germany, Italy, and Britain to build holding centers in North Africa, where migrants would be initially screened. France, Belgium, and Sweden strongly oppose the idea of camps in countries not known for their human rights records. In any event, Europe is in a bind. It's estimated the EU will lose 6% of its population by mid-century, which means that large-scale immigration is an absolute necessity. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.